إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. الله سبحانه وتعالى mentioned: يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحة. Allah سبحانه وتعالى said: Oh, you who believe, turn towards Allah سبحانه وتعالى, make tawbah to Allah سبحانه وتعالى, sincere tawbah. Tawbah wal istighfar, two things that we need to understand. Tawbah is to turn towards Allah. Tubu is to turn towards. So tawbah is to turn towards Allah. Istighfar is the way to do it. Istighfar is to ask apology from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fastaghfiru innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Make tawbah, make istighfar, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is all forgiving and all merciful, ghafurur rahim. So tawbah wal istighfar are two things that are absolutely essential and which we have been ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do, and which is the safety net for the Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he, in two different narrations, one he said that I make tawbah 70 times a day, in another one he said 100 times a day. The Sahabi related, he said we counted and it was 100 times a day. And when Aisha radiallahu anha asked him, he said, should I not be a grateful slave? Should I not be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what he has given me? So tawbah is an absolutely essential part of our deeds for the day. Very, very important for us to do this. And as we say, at least make istighfar, make tawbah at least 100 times a day minimum. And of course, as long as we keep on remembering. The most powerful, best way of tawbah is what is called Sayyidul Istighfar, which I think I have sent out on the group many times. This beautiful dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in one hadith it's narrated where he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if you make this Sayyidul Istighfar, if you say it three times in the morning when you wake up, and if you say it three times in the night before you go to sleep, then if you die as a shaheed fi sabilillah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make this into a habit. This is one of the du'as that we should memorize, and we should make sure that we make this du'a. Now, issue of tawbah is the first thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends people to remind us of what we do wrong. Sometimes we do wrong, we may not realize, but somebody will remind us. The people who do muslihin, somebody who does our islah. So therefore, someone who feels that he does not need islah, this person is totally in a state of delusion. There is no one in the world who should feel free from the need for islah. Now, problem is that sometimes when somebody makes our islah, then we argue with that person. We say, no, but you misunderstood me. You didn't understand me. Now, what I say is that, first of all, why do you imagine that you are the only one with brains in the world? Right? So that only you can understand, everybody else misunderstands. So that's not true. Other people also have intelligence and they do not misunderstand. So that's one thing. Second thing is that even if they did misunderstand, then the fault is yours, because how to communicate and for the communication to reach correctly to the other person is the job of the communicator. Right? So if you tell me something, I understand it. And if you say, no, you misunderstood. No, I didn't misunderstand, you miscommunicated. I understood you the way you communicated. And if when you saw my understanding and you found that this was different from your communication, then there is something wrong with your communication, not with my understanding. I understood you, whatever you said, I understood that, right? So if you didn't like that, then it means that you must look at your own communication. This is another, game. Yeah, imaginary thing we play, where we dump the blame of understanding on somebody else. My job is to talk and your job is to somehow understand. It doesn't work like that. There's no somehow. You will understand me the way I'm saying it. If I don't like that, then it's my job to correct the way I have communicated. Reason I'm saying is because people, even the muslihin, even the people who are doing your islah, let us understand that that person is your Islah is not his purpose in life. So let's make this very clear. So what happens with a lot of people is if somebody tries to correct you, maybe he tries to correct you once or twice. After that, he finds that every time he corrects you, it makes one big tamasha. You know, like the moment he corrects you, now he has to engage with you for the next 3 weeks. Because now you are explaining and re-explaining and justifying and re-justifying. Then afterwards, after once or twice of this, he says, to hell with this. Why should I correct this person? Let him do. Let him do whatever he wants. Who cares? Right? So, that way you close the doors for the muslihun. And then in which case, you are free to commit whatever mistakes you are committing and to bear the fruit of that when it comes. So, very important as far as tawbah al-istighfar is concerned, is to value the people who take the trouble to correct you. It's not their job, it's not their purpose in life. They are not getting paid for it, yet they are taking the time to correct you. So be appreciative of that. And if you say be appreciative, I don't mean send them flowers. I mean listen. Listen and consider. And if you want to take some action. But don't waste the other person's time by justifying and arguing and all that. That makes no sense. Right? Makes no sense. You don't want to listen, don't listen. No problem, it's your life, right? Do what you want. But if somebody takes the trouble to correct you, if you want to listen, listen. You don't want to listen, don't listen. But don't waste his time. So that's very important for us as far as Tawbah is concerned, to have Muslihin, to have people who are willing to do our Islah. Then the conditions of Tawbah. First condition of Tawbah is that we accept that there is a mistake. Right? That's the number one condition. First condition of Tarbiyah is that you tell yourself, I need Tarbiyah. People go everywhere as how and what. First of all, you accept the fact that you need tarbiyah. Otherwise, where is the tarbiyah going to happen? So, the first condition of tawbah is accept the mistake. Yes, this is something wrong. I did wrong. No. No excuses, no running around here and there. Yes, it is wrong and there is no excuse to that. So, number one is to accept the mistake. Number two is to be genuinely and completely and totally and unconditionally regretful about whatever it was that you did. Small or big is not the issue. Any disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is big, irrespective of what it was. So the issue is not to say this is a small sin and a big sin. That's not the problem. The issue is to look at it and say, I disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore this is wrong. And to be genuinely regretful of that. What is the sign of genuine regret? The sign of genuine regret is that you will not commit that mistake again. Something happened by forgetfulness is a different matter, but deliberately you will never commit that mistake again. For example, if you miss one salah, say Salatul Fajr you went to sleep. Now you say, I'm genuinely regretful, I make tawbah, Allah, Ya Allah, I will never in my life, as long as I am alive, I will never miss another salah. Then what do? You see how is it that you miss this salah. More than likely you miss Salatul Fajr because you were awake for a long time in the night, late nights, God knows doing what. And then because of that now, you go to sleep, and even though you had the intention of waking up, sleep overpowers you, you go to sleep. So what do you do now? You change your lifestyle. You say, no, I will go to sleep early. I will go to sleep by 10 or 11 o'clock. I will not stay awake beyond that time because it spoils my day. I'm missing my fajr, my tahajjud, God knows where it went. So that will not happen. I will sleep at a reasonable time. And the reasonable time is 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, whatever it is. Certainly, it's not beyond 11. So, therefore, we make that change in our lives. The point I'm making is that if I say that I'm genuinely regretful about something, then there should be some sign of this regret. And sign of the regret is not go and, bang your head on a wall. The sign of regret is some change in my life to ensure that this mistake will not happen again. Right? If somebody is, for example, if you fall into one of the fahushat, one of the sins of shamefulness, then what do? You stay away from all the wasail. That is the reason why Islam, this beauty of this deen, is some whatever is haram, all the wasail to that are also haram. Right? Zina is haram, so therefore anything that can lead to zina is haram. Now, why is music haram? Why is I'm not even going to the level of pornography. Pornography is haram. I don't think anybody has got a doubt about that. But I'm saying even less than pornography. Looking at, various films and this and that and the other today. Why is it prohibited? Because it has the potential of leading you to haram. Now people argue, what do you mean if I'm simply listening to some tune, am I going to go and commit zina? That's not the issue. The issue is that it has, music by itself has a potential to take you to wrong. You may not be doing it, that's a different matter. But you are indulging in something still which has that potential. So Islam closes the doors, all the doors, right? So if you are somebody who does not look at anything haram, and if your only thing you are listening to is some good thing, or you are listening to the kalam of Allah, or you are not listening to anything, then the chances of you committing zina are, inshallah, not there. Or there is no chance, or there is no very, very remote chance, inshallah, that will not happen. So Islam closes the doors of the wasail. Islam does not allow the wasila to be there, which will take you towards it. So what do we do in our lives? If we are making tawbah, we ensure that we also close all those doors. Don't say, I will not commit this, but however, now all the doors are open. People are talking, people are calling, this, that. The other day, as I said, somebody sends you an SMS, how are you? Some lady will send you an SMS, how are you? Now, why the hell, are you my doctor? You know, how am I? You want to know my symptoms of my disease? Why do you want to know how I am? So, but we will not do all this. How are you? He said, no, I am okay. Oh, how did you, how come last time I sent you a message, why didn't you reply? So now you have, this door is opening, right? So now there is some excuse, some communication starts, and this happens, that happens. Where did you go yesterday? I went somewhere. Oh, I hope you took care of yourself. Yeah, so now you are my grandmother. You are worried about whether I am taking care of myself or not. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Close the doors. Do not open them. If somebody says, how are you? Ignore the message. Delete it. Put it in your spam folder. Don't even reply. Don't even say, I am okay, I am not okay. Why are you asking me? Nothing. Do not reply. Khalas. It's not her job to ask you. It is not your job to ask her. Right? Let the people who are the walis and the mahrams of those people, let them worry about them. That's not your job. Right? So, stay out of it. Close the door. Do not open the door. Do not allow the door to open. So when you make tawbah, number one, regret, genuine regret. Number two, close all the doors. Close all the doors. Don't leave any door open. Close all the doors. No wasail towards that sin. That we ensure that this does not happen. If you fall asleep and you don't wake for Salatul Fajr, put five alarms in your house. One in each corner of the room. Let each one ring. So, alhamdulillah, sometimes it happens in the sense of, point I'm making is that's the reason why Allah has kept tawbah. You make tawbah, alhamdulillah, inshallah, it goes off. But it must not be repeated. Genuine regret and close all the sign of genuine regret is you close all the doors. And third, very important part of tawbah is if the sin was of a kind where somebody else was affected, then to make amends, to reimburse that person, whether it was reimbursing materially or whether it is reimbursing in the sense of apologizing to that person, this is part of tawbah. If you don't do that, the tawbah is not accepted. Tawbah is not, Allah does not accept tawbah where I go and violate your rights and then I make tawbah to Allah and I leave you wherever you are. No, it doesn't work like that. You have to go back and say, I'm very sorry, this is what I did, I apologize, whatever you did. And if it is some material matter, well, here's your property which I have taken, here I return it back to you, right? Now, please forgive me, that closing of that loop is an essential part of the tawbah being accepted by Allah. Allah does not accept a tawbah where you have transgressed against another person and then you make tawbah to Allah. No, it doesn't work like that. You have to make amends with that individual. If that person is not there, then you would make amends by asking forgiveness for that person, by giving sadaqah on behalf of that person and so on, so that the sin, inshallah, Allah will forgive. And finally, last thing is, when we make tawbah, inshallah, with full and total confidence that inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept this tawbah. So don't make tawbah and feel, my tawbah will never be accepted. That is from shaitan. Despair is from shaitan. No one who has faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despairs. So if I make tawbah, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept my tawbah. There is no doubt about this. Allahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa Allah. There is no one who accepts tawbah and who forgives sins except Allah. There is no one who accepts sins except Allah. Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi was dying and his friend came to visit him and he said, what is your state? He said, my state is that I fear because I have committed crimes against Allah. Who is saying this? Imam al-Shafi'i is saying. Think about this. People who dedicated their whole life towards Islam, who studied, who did everything. When you ask them, what is, I've committed crimes against Allah. What crime would you have committed? Well, Allah. So the point is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. So he said, I've committed crimes against Allah, but when I look at the mercy of Allah, then I say to Allah, oh Allah, when I look at your mercy is bigger than my crime. So, oh Allah, please forgive my crime. Yeah, people understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we never make, we don't despair. We don't say, oh, Allah cannot, Allah can and Allah will forgive everything, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised this. Allah said, I will forgive everything except shirk. Inshallah, we do not make shirk. And even shirk, while you are alive, you make tawbah, shirk is forgiven. The question of shirk not being forgiven is only if you die on shirk. But if you are alive, then you make, even if you have committed shirk, you make tawbah, Allah will forgive shirk, Allah will forgive kufr, Allah will forgive everything. Inshallah. So there is no question of despairing from the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the condition is we ask for forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also forgives sins even when we have not asked. This is from the mercy of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives whatever He likes to forgive. But as a slave, it is our job to ensure that we ask forgiveness. We don't leave it to Allah, Allah, if you want to forgive, otherwise, you know, no. It's our job to ask for it. So we ask forgiveness for every single thing. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover us with His mercy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hide our faults in this dunya as well as in the akhirah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to humiliate us before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and to enable us to do all that is pleasing to Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.